from San Diego, California, it's the Frugal Life Podcast with your host, Ricky Hershey.
Welcome to the Frugal Life. If you've been following the stock market this last week, it has taken kind of a wild ride, and many people have attributed this to coronavirus. So let's recap what's happened this past week very quickly. So a lot of health organization leaders have been saying concerning statements about the spread of coronavirus and how it is, in the words of some of them, an inevitability. Now, I don't want to opine too much on the validity of this. I'm not a health expert, right? But related to that statement, we see that the market has taken a plunge and gone down quite a bit over this past week. Each trading day, I think, has been a little bit lower than the last. And so what's happening here is that the market is tempering its expectations for the future. So the gist of this idea is that the price of securities that you see on the open market reflect what the future cash flows will be from those securities, just to oversimplify things just a little bit. And so as market conditions change, as the general economic outlook changes, it changes how much money investors expect to receive from their investments, which in turn changes the value or the price of those investments. So let's take an example. Looking at the last 5 days as of recording, Apple stock was at almost $300 a share and has jumped down to more like $270 a share. And without speculating too much, perhaps investors are concerned that people will be afraid to go shopping, of going to the Apple store and then somehow contracting coronavirus or something like that. Or it may even be at a supplier level that Apple gets parts from China, and if China is quarantined, they may have issues getting the supplies to make their phones. There's lots of factors that may go into this expectation. But the gist of it is that investors think that Apple is going to make less money because of coronavirus, and that has been factored into the price of Apple stock. And so that has happened to the whole market as a whole, not just Apple specifically. And at times like these, when we are experiencing downturns in the market, it can be a little disheartening to see your money disappear, if you want to use that word. But really, it's just a natural fluctuation in the market, right? I mean, it's not natural per se, but this is what happens in the stock market. Stocks will go up, stocks will go down, and it's all just part of the process. And even if your portfolio is down right now, this particular week, in the future, it will recover most likely and go up again. Now, what I will say is regarding the stock market right now is that you shouldn't freak out. You should be rational, not emotional. And in fact, there is a quote by Warren Buffett that I love. Be fearful when others are greedy, and be greedy when others are fearful. So right now, as other investors are fearful because of coronavirus, I say is a potentially a good time to invest more. Everything is on sale right now. And maybe the stock market will continue to drop a little bit more or a lot more. Who knows? But for me personally, I am going to invest now and in the future if it does drop more. You can also go back and listen to my previous episode that talks about my investment strategy. But to boil it down real quick here is I have a few different types of investments, right? Vehicles for investment. I have my 401k that I contribute to regardless of what's going on in the market. And then I have other investments, my Roth IRA, which I have more discretion on when I can contribute to, as well as not tax preferred regular investment accounts. And with these ones, I have total discretion over when I invest. And so with those last two buckets, I'm trying to increase my investments right now when the market is down. What I want to leave you with, though, is this, that when things look bleak, don't get disheartened. With the trials come opportunity. And I think there is great opportunity in the market now. Now on to our next segment. So recently, I broke a rule of frugality. I went shopping while hungry, and I ended up spending $65 at the grocery store, which for me is kind of a lot. I usually don't spend that much at the grocery store. Times change, though, I guess. While working at EY, I would typically get a few meals paid for a week by work. In fact, a lot of times I'd get almost all my food paid for by EY, or by the client I was working for. On the flip side now, at my new job, that's not so much the case. I'm typically home for dinner, although it's typically a slightly late dinner, and lunch happens occasionally. My new job does pay a little more, so it's probably better than free food. But still, it's just hard for me to find food right now. I'm kind of in a rout in that regards. Hey, editing Ricky here. Clearly, the word was supposed to be rut. I'm in a rut right now. But don't despair. I have a few tips for you today. So I downloaded a new app the other day, the Vons app, and it saved me a few bucks at Vons. It even had a coupon that pretty much was like save a dollar on whatever you buy, and it was pretty easy. Some of the other coupons weren't so good in the app. You had to spend like 10 bucks on meat or like 7 bucks on fish, which is kind of a lot. Anyways, that's just something to look out for that I haven't done before previously, that your grocery store may have an app and you may be able to load digital coupons or whatever that nonsense is. On a similar note, my coworker gave me a great tip to download the McDonald's app, which also offers free stuff from time to time, as well as coupon opportunities. And there's other fast food restaurants that have similar deals. So be on the lookout for those. If there's an opportunity to get free food, you should seize it. And if you are going to a fast food restaurant anyways, it's better to bring a coupon. So I actually haven't personally downloaded too many fast food apps yet, because I've actually done a pretty good job on not eating too much fast food, but I probably will shortly. So big kudos to my coworker. I'm actually not sure if he wants me to mention his name here or not, so I guess I'll be on the safe side, but maybe I will mention him by name in a future episode. So in short, don't shop hungry, stay frugal. I know it just sounds like I was ending the episode there, but I just wanted to add one more thing in. And when I said that you should be greedy when others are fearful, I think that means that this week is a great opportunity for you to start investing if you haven't already. Why don't you check out Robinhood or Webull? I'll include links to both in the description. Webull is a great trading platform. If you sign up and deposit $100, you can get two stocks now, I believe, valued up to like $1,000 or something crazy like that. And really, it's kind of a win-win situation. Getting two stocks like that is a pretty sweet return on your $100 investment, so I would definitely check that out. And if you use my referral code, I also get a free stock too. All right, well, for real this time, have a great week and stay frugal.